And I sing freedom of expression, freedom of realization, freedom of thought is truly the spiritual lesson that comes to us all gradually and gives us that spiritual consciousness and awareness and truly creates and makes possible a spiritual life. But it is the narrow confines of earth which prevent individuals from becoming spiritual beings. One must have complete and absolute freedom of expression in the highest sense to be able to discard all that which is of the material, all that which holds one down, all that which prevents one from expressing and expanding, anything which is inclined to prevent the human life from developing and growing and expressing on earth must be and is bad. Anything that stultifies, anything that in any way makes it an impossible thing for the human being to have freedom of expression and thought must be and is bad. There is so much that is taught that is erroneous and untrue. There is so much supposition. There is so much that is surely and guesswork. And sometimes it is, no doubt, given to the people of the earth with a distinct desire to hold back growth and progress. Certainly there is much in the religious teachings of which can be traced back to individuals in past ages who used their power for themselves and for that which they felt was good, and yet has since oftentimes proved to be otherwise. Anything that stultifies, anything that holds back freedom of thought and expression must be bad. And I think so many people do come here with firm, fixed ideas, ideas that have been implanted in them through the whole of their existence, often through fear. They have been afraid to express their true feelings and emotions. They have been afraid to pursue new lines of thought. They have been afraid even to read books which possibly would have helped them tremendously, but it had been forbidden to them. Over here, a spiritual life is a life of complete and absolute freedom in which you are able to assimilate all experience and knowledge. Great teachers from other spheres enter the lower spheres to advise and to guide and to uplift. Here there is complete unity and harmony and love. Here there is truly brotherhood. Here there is the wisdom of all time expressed in all manner of ways by all manner of peoples, irrespective of any earthly idea of class or creed or color. I would say that what holds humanity back in your world is this unfortunate clinging to old ideas and old ideals, clinging to outworn creeds and religions, clinging to the barriers built up by class, built up by ignorance, and peoples that are held apart from one country to another because of patriotism and all the false ideals. We want to break down all the barriers that have kept men apart. We want to bring a new realization of God's love and purpose and give you some glimpse of what truly a spiritual life is.